I'm Janet Allio, and I'm the school nurse. I've been with this population on the west side for the last 15 years, 8 years at this school. The prior 7 years was before we consolidated. And so for the past 7 years, I have served at dual role as the school nurse and the healthcare coordinator.
There's probably let me ask you to talk about two different kind of tracks here. I suppose that, talk to me about the everyday bumps and bruises and things that a school nurse deals with, and some of the other bigger health issues that maybe are specific to the West Side.
On an everyday basis, I try to look at the holistic child. They may come in with they may appear in the morning with a bruise or a bump or something, but there's always a history. There's a history behind the illness. There's a history behind the injury. So one of my goals is to be able to meet that need, not just identify it. I also do routine health screenings, vision and hearing, make sure the kids all have their immunizations, make sure if there are any children who have special need like diabetes or asthma, that they have all the medications that they need and that we have an emergency care plan in place. I train the staff on how to deal with the emergencies. I give medications to children who need to take those at school. I help identify children who have a need, a medical need, whether it be a mental health need or a medical need. If that child, if I see symptoms that may prelude to a certain diagnosis, we have an on-site school-based health center with a full-time pediatrician. She's here every day, so we collaborate very, very closely. And if I see a medical need, I'm able to direct that child to the physician here. My main part in that is triage. Every child that comes into my clinic, I triage. And on an average, I see between 30 and 40 kids a day. So.
I wonder if you might talk about sort of socioeconomically, some of the health issues that come along with, some of the unstable family situations that the kids are involved in, nutrition issues, abuse issues. I mean, that must be, you must have your eye out for stuff like that.
Let me get one more thing here. Yes, we're a very special population here in many ways. We love our kids. The kids are phenomenal. They're very resilient. And we find that in when we take a look at where they live. Some of our children leave here at night, and they don't even know where they're going to go to bed at that night. So the socioeconomic portion is just a piece of that. When we stop to look at how that reflects on their emotional life, because before a child can learn, they have to be emotionally in a good place. So in 2013, our school opened in 2011. In 2013, we started the Handle with Care program here, which is now, we piloted it, and now it's a national program. We're very excited about that. And basically, that is a program that if a child has been in the presence of law enforcement within the past 24 hours, then we receive an email from the police department telling us that we need to handle this child with care. We don't know what happened. We just know that they were in a situation that could have a traumatic after effect. So when that child is at school and they become sleepy, we know there's a good reason. You know, we're not going to punish that child. We're going to be We're going to have empathy for that child. I had a student that was not a frequent flyer in the clinic. And I do get frequent flyers that just like to come by. Sometimes it's just for a sweet hug, which I love. And other times it's try to escape out of class. But this boy, he was about the fifth grade, came in, and he'd been so sleepy he couldn't stay awake. So he came down, and I did an assessment and checked him out. And I always say, did you get to bed on time last night? And he said, no, I was up late. I couldn't sleep. I said, well, why couldn't you sleep? He said, because of the gunshots outside my bedroom window. So he took a nap, and then he went back to class. And sometimes the children who are so tired, they are safer in our school. And we try to create a safe school environment. We want the children to be able to come here and to be able to leave as much as they can at the door and to be able to learn. Not only do they need to be emotionally at peace and put together, they also need to be healthy. You have to be a healthy child is a better learner. We have the school-based health center. We have a dental clinic. We have on-site mental health so that our children can have therapy here at school. We were finding that some of the children who needed therapy, mainly because of past traumatic experiences, being able to deal with those and move on, their parents didn't have transportation to get them to therapy, or they would have to miss the entire day. So we have the Handle with Care program, and from that evolved on-site mental health therapy to meet those needs. So now a child can miss 30, 40 minutes of the school day, get their therapy. The same with going to the doctor. They can only miss a half an hour instead of a whole day. We have a dental clinic that provides preventive and restorative care. We have in Kanawha County, we have 5 dental clinics, and the students are bused into the clinics from all over the county. So we are number one in the nation in providing dental care for our students. We also have legal aid. We have a lawyer that comes to our school. And this was started from a health need. We had a student that needed some mental health care, and it was a special situation. And I searched and was able to find a psychiatrist that would take this child. And they was living with grandparents. And when they went for their appointment, they didn't have any legal paperwork showing that they were guardians of this child. So the child was refused service. And so when we had an opportunity to have a lawyer in our school, we jumped on that, and we were very fortunate. And they come twice a week. They have a clinic, and they provide guardianship. They provide custodial legal papers for custodial care. They also will help with just legal matters if they are having housing issues. We had an instance where a grandmother, we have many, many children who are being raised by grandparents or great-grandparents or aunts and uncles. So the grandmother was raising 2 of her grandchildren, and she went to work and was told she was fired. She had no job, and she was on a very limited budget. So if she was not able to make her rent, she was going to be evicted. Not only would she be evicted, but that would mean 2 of our students would be evicted, and they would have the academic and emotional ramifications of being evicted, being homeless. So they came and talked with our lawyers, and our lawyer made a phone call to the office of the place, the main office of the place from which the grandmother was fired, and they felt it was an unjust termination of employment. So she was reinstated within 24 hours, and then the lawyers went to her landlord and explained the situation. The landlord allowed her to use part of her deposit to pay half of her rent, and so thus that meant that we avoided having 2 of our students be homeless and the grandmother to be without work. So our whole idea is to be holistic with the children. I see between 25 and 35 kids a day.
You're busier than a doctor's office.
It is very busy. Between medicines and accidents and boo-boos and illnesses, and it's lots of job security.